I believe when I fall in love, it's time it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
On the midsummer fairground, alive with the sound and the lights of the Wurlitzer merry-go-round, the midway was crowded. And I was the man who coughed up a quid in the dark caravan to the gypsy who warned him of danger. Beware of the beautiful stranger. You got that for nothing, I said with a sigh, as the Queen's head went up to her critical eye. The lady in question is known to me now, and I'd like to beware.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here, and it is KX Takeover. I'm Tommy Benson. I'm here with Sharon from Sharon Hour. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks for being here today. And you've got a guest.
I've got a guest.
A wonderful
takeover
guest.
From now. I'm Sharon James, and I'm on the Sharon Hour here on KX935. And my guest, who has taken a lot of time and effort from his taxing job as director of the Laguna Art Museum, is Malcolm Warner. And Malcolm, do you want to say something about the Art Museum, even though this is our pledge? You deserve your own little blurb.
Well, first, thank you very much for having me. At the museum, we're all big fans of KX93.5. And it's a big year for us, actually. 2018 is the centenary, obviously, of 1918. And in 1918, the artists of Laguna Beach got together and founded the Laguna Beach Art Association, which became the Laguna Beach Museum of Art, which became Laguna Art Museum. So we're tracing our origins back 100 years and celebrating it in all kinds of ways this year. Just this Sunday, actually, if I could put in just one plug, we're at 5 o'clock at the museum this Sunday, we're showing a new documentary film about the history of the museum and its present day activities.
Fantastic. I'm going to put in a little plug. If you become a member, right away. You can come to our little party here at the station. This Saturday, we have a special vinyl party at the station. It's where members can bring in their old vinyls and we'll play them on the air. So, talking about old vinyls, Malcolm and I have been digging through our own metaphorical vinyls to service our theme for today's show, which is songs that tell stories. Of course, most songs tell a little bit of a story, but we're talking about a proper narrative rather than a generic situation with a chorus, a catchy chorus tagged on. Malcolm, do you want to give your own definition of what songs with stories are?
Yes, when I started thinking about it, I realized how relatively few songs actually do tell a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. But anyway, the songs that we're playing, one of the things I love about them is that they contain so many descriptive details, and especially as far as place is concerned. You know, you get a nice image as you listen to the song of something happening in a particular place. Whereas, you know, if you're listening to I Want to Hold Your Hand or something, you don't have such a vivid visual on the situation. So I like that aspect too. Like the first song I think we're going to play is set in a gypsy fortune teller's caravan.
Right. You heard a little preview of it, and now we're going to play it in full. It's called Beware of the Beautiful Stranger. Pete Atkin is singing it. And afterwards I'm going to ask Malcolm what his interpretation is, because it's a little elusive. So listen carefully, listener. And if you have your own interpretation, call us here at the station. Give us a little pledge at the same time and tell us what you thought.
On the midsummer fairground, alive with the sound and the lights of the Wurlitzer merry-go-round, the midway was crowded, and I was the man who coughed up a quid in the dark caravan to the gypsy who warned him of danger. Beware of the beautiful stranger. Got that for nothing, I said with a sigh, as the Queen's head went up to her critical eye. The lady in question is known to me now, and I'd like to beware, but the problem is how. Do you think I was born in a manger? I'm in love with the beautiful stranger. Gypsy coldly, as all soothsayers are, bent low to her globular fragment of star. This woman will utterly screw up your life. She will tempt you from home, from your children and wife. She's a devil and nothing will change her. Get away from the beautiful stranger. A regun, I said, shelling out. The future you see there has all come about. Does it show you the girl as she happens to be? A Venus made flesh in a shell full of sea. Does it show you the shape of my danger? Can you show me the beautiful stranger? I don't run a cinema here, little man, but lean over close and tune in if you can. You breathe on the glass, give a rub with your sleeve. Slip me your wallet, sit tight and believe. And the powers that be will arrange a pre-release of the beautiful stranger. The glass I saw galaxies born, the eye of the storm and the light of the dawn. And then with a click came a form and a face that stunned me not only through candor and grace, but because she was really a stranger, a total and beautiful stranger. "Hello there," she said, with a hand to her brow. "I'm the one you'll meet after, the one you know now. There's no room inside here to show you us all. But behind me, the queue stretches right down the hall. For the damned, there is always a stranger. There is always a beautiful stranger. That's your lot," said Miss Lee as she turned on the light. "These earrings are hell and I'm through for the night. If they'd put up a booster not far from this pitch, I could screen you your life to the very last twitch. But I can't even get the Lone Ranger. One last word from the beautiful stranger. You live in a dream and the dream is a cage," said the girl, "and the bars nestle closer with age. Your shadow burned white by invisible fire. You will learn how it rankles to die of desire as you long for the beautiful stranger," said the vanishing beautiful stranger. "Here's a wallet for you and five knicker for me," said the gypsy, "and also here's something for free. Watch your step on my foldaway stairs, getting down, and go slow on the flyover back into town. There's a slight but considerable danger. Give my love to the beautiful stranger."
Hello? I hear we have a call. Hello? This is Sharon James on KX935's Pledge on Air. You've called in?
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
I'm Tom Joliet's friend. I was at his ukulele jam.
Okay.
Wanted to pledge.
Fantastic. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, so as you heard, this is KX935's Pledge. If you want to call in and pledge, our number's 949-715-5936. Or you can go online to KX Takeover and pledge there. See everything you get for pledging, and please become a member. So we just played this song, Beware of the Beautiful Stranger. It was a little obscure. Malcolm, how did you interpret it?
Well, I guess it's about a serial philanderer, right? Because it's revealed to him by this gypsy fortune teller that there are going to be many temptations from beautiful strangers in his future, and that he should perhaps reconsider.
That's
and
good.
And at the end, a little warning that he should be careful on the steps on the way outside the caravan in case he falls over and presumably kills himself.
Well, they have to be related, so that's why I thought the beautiful stranger was death.
Yes,
maybe.
I think probably that's it. But I didn't know this song before you introduced me to it, and there's a song by the great Buck Owens called "Beware the Tall Dark Stranger," which is a different kind of thing, where it's warning against this handsome stranger who's going to come in and steal your women.
Okay. Well, tell us about the next song that you chose.
Oh yes, Big Bad John. I remember listening to this on the radio with my dad, and we. I think we found it very funny because of the over-the-top manliness of it. It's by Jimmy Dean of Sausages fame, and it really is a narrative song with some great lines in it about like Big Bad John is this tough guy who's broad of the shoulder and narrow of the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip. It's a Big John.
So this is our theme tonight. We're doing songs that tell stories.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
You are tuned to KX935's Pledge Drive here at the station. I'm Sharon James of The Sharon Hour that plays on KX935. And I have with me Malcolm Warner, who's the lovely director of the Laguna Art Museum. We've come up with a theme for today's show, which is songs with stories. And the next song is more, well, you said this wasn't, the last one wasn't a cowboy song, the Big Bad John, right, Malcolm?
Yeah,
I thought it was.
It's not specific. That Big Bad John, I think, has got all the qualities of a Wild West song, but I'm not sure where exactly it was set. But
that's true. That's
it's
true.
Just in a mine. You don't know where the mine is.
I don't know. I pictured the guns slinging, which is what's great about radio, actually. You can create your own visuals.
Yes.
It's an oral medium, and it lends itself to the imagination. So it's a lovely thing to just sit and actually listen to the radio rather than have somebody else's editorial brought to you.
You know what? One thing I noticed about thinking about songs with stories is that they're nearly always tragic. Is it often ending in death?
Oh, that's true. Well,
and that's another feature. That's a feature of the one that we're going to play next, isn't it? The leader of the pack. Yes.
Is she really going out with him? Well, there she is. Let's ask her. Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, it must be great riding with him. Is he picking you up after school today? By the way, where'd you meet him?
Down, down. They said he came from the wrong side of slam. Will he hurt? I'll never know.
Hello, I'm Malcolm Warner from Laguna Art Museum, and I'm here making a guest appearance with my friend Sharon James on KX93.5 as part of their pledge drive. So please, if you want to pledge or become a member, call now on 949-715-5936 or go to KX Takeover, and that'll lead you to the radio's website. Please support our only radio station in Laguna Beach. We like to say at Laguna Art Museum that we're the best art museum in Laguna Beach. We are the only one, and I think the same sort of thing applies to the radio station. So it's important to keep us both going, but especially we're talking about keeping the radio station going today. What a great song that was, The Leader of the Pack. I love any song that has a chorus in the background saying things like, uh-huh, yeah, in response to the main singer. Anyway, Sharon, do you want to talk about the our next story song?
Yes, songs that tell stories is our theme tonight, and this one tells the story of a man that hits the road after a love affair's gone sour. It's sad and poignant, and a beautiful melody. It's called "By the Time I Get to Phoenix." I'm sure you all know it, by Glen Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. She'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall, and that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know. I would really go.
I don't know whether you picked up on that line, listener, about the phone ringing off the wall, but phones don't ring off the wall anymore, do they? Anyway, you are tuned to our KX935 Pledge Drive. I am Sharon James of the Sharon Hour, and I have with me Malcolm Warner, who's the director of the Laguna Art Museum. We have come up with songs that tell stories for our theme tonight, and I will pass the mic to him. He can introduce the next song.
Well, this is the song for anyone who's ever wondered whether, you know, when in a wedding, when the officiating minister says something like, if anybody has any just objection why these two shouldn't be joined together, you know. This is for anyone who's ever wondered if anyone ever stood up and said anything at that point in a wedding ceremony, because that's what happens in this song. It's called It Should Have Been Me, and it's by Yvonne Fair.
Walking down the aisle, and as he passed me by, he turned to me and gave me a smile. Then the preacher joined their hands. Understand when I shouted, it should have been me. No, it should have been me. You know it should have been me. Baby, how can you do this to me? You made a promise that we'd never part. Then you turn around and you broke. No, my heart. Now you're standing there saying I do, holding hands with somebody new, when you know that it should have been me. No, it should have been me. Oh, it should have been me. Baby, then the preacher, oh yeah, the preacher asked that there be silence, please. If any objections to this wedding, speak now or forever, forever hold your peace. And I stood up and said it should have been me.
Hello and welcome to KX935's Pledge and Membership Drive. I'm sitting in here with my friend Sharon James. I'm Malcolm Warner, the director of Laguna Art Museum. Please call here in the studio at 949-715-5936 if you'd like to donate to support this wonderful station. That's if you want to be on air. If you don't want to be on air, call the office line at 949-715-4859. Or you can donate online at kx935.com, KX Takeover. Or you can just Google KX Takeover, I guess. And you can become a member of the radio station for as little as $65 a year. The station's important to me, and it's important to really anyone who lives in Laguna Beach. And we're at the museum, we're all big fans. So I'm delighted to be here to maybe help support the cause a little bit. Sharon and I picked some songs that tell stories as a kind of a theme for this show. And the next one up is by one of my favorite comical bands. I do tend to like comic music for some reason. But anyway, this is the Flight of the Conchords, who I think style themselves as New Zealand's number two folk parody group. I think I've got that right. And it's called I'm Not Crying.
I was thinking maybe we could go somewhere special this weekend. What was that place you went to with Brett that sounded romantic and cheap?
I'm not sure. I'm quite busy at the moment. Look, I don't think we should go out again. I don't think we should see each other again. I think it's best if we just pretend this never happened.
Maybe we could have a break.
Break? No, there's no relationship.
Yet. We could start with a break.
It's not gonna work.
I'm usually more charismatic than this.
No, it's not that. It's just that, I don't know, I was just looking for a bit of fun this summer, you know? And when I met you at that party, I was drunk. I was really drunk.
So, you're leaving, aren't you?
You look kind of cute when I was drunk.
I knew it.
But
when you said just then, when you told me you were leaving, that's when I definitely knew.
What I really want is an Australian.
But if you're trying to break my heart,
maybe you guys know something, because I don't
your
know,
plan is flawed from the start.
I already broke up with Brett, so I already broke up with you. So
you can't break my heart. It's liquid. It melted when I met you.
We're not really breaking up right now. Yeah. Hmm. We never really went out, but.
And as you turn around to leave,
to me?
Don't turn back to me. Don't turn around and see you. If I'm crying, I'm not crying. I'm not crying, it's just been raining on my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheeks, please, please, don't tell my mates. I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying. And if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I'm thinking about a friend of mine you don't know who is dying. That's right, dying. Well, these aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm making a lasagna for one. Oh, I'm not crying. There's just a little bit of dust in my eyes. It's from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping cause you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweaty today. They've been looking around and not searching for you. They've been looking for you even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness, but tears of joy. I'm just loving. I'm sitting at this table, good love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Oh, I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
For those of you who are listening attentively, I love that line. I like the fork in the road that cuts like a knife. Anyway, that's the lovely thing about radio. You actually can just sit and listen. It's you and whatever's being presented. There are no other visual distractions. It's just an oral medium, and it's very personal in a way. This is our radio station that plays such things, KX935. And today is, and the whole week, is our pledge week. If you want to pledge, we'd love it. And if you want to become a member too, that would be great. You can call our number, area code 949-715-5936. Or if you want to do it offline, call 949-715-4859 or pledge online at our KX Takeover website, which will take you to our KX935 website. So Malcolm Warner, that's the director of Laguna Art Museum, who's been kind enough to give his time today to be here and also to research with me songs that tell stories, which is what we're doing. The next song is a sad story, but it's beautifully told with a wonderful melody. Bobby Gentry wrote it. We don't know if it's a real story of hers, and it doesn't really matter because the real story is how nonchalantly everybody discusses this young man's suicide that's represented in this song. They do it over dinner, pass the peas, oblivious to the fact that the suicide guy's girlfriend, their own daughter, is sitting there at the table eating dinner with them. I'm speaking, of course, of Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, oh, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plant. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. He said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something on the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother Mary Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died
less free. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge.
Is it done? So, who knows what or whom those two threw off the Tallahatchie Bridge before the guy decided to throw himself off it, eh? That's if you were listening closely to the words of this song, which is what you can do on radio because there's no other distraction. It's a great oral medium, and we do it well here at KX 935. By the way, that song hit a chord, literally, as it were. It sold 3 million copies and won 3 Grammys. Malcolm, do you want to tell us why it's important for people to pledge?
Oh, yes. Well, let me say something about that song. I think one of the great things is that it conjures up a picture of a whole world somehow. You know, you get the feeling that there's a lot of detail there, like, for example, the song tells you not just that they're having dinner, but what they're eating for dinner, that kind of thing. So that kind of conjures up a sort of richness of the picture. Yes, well, you might well wonder why I'm here. I'm here at the invitation of my friend Sharon James. I'm the director of Laguna Art Museum, but I'm here to support our friends at KX935 in their pledge and membership drive. Where would we be without music? And there's no better way of hearing great music than this radio station. So please donate. Either call here in the studio on 949-715-5936. Or if you, that's if you don't mind being on the air with us. But if you're shy and don't want to be on the air, you can call the office line at 949-715-4859 or donate online. If you just Google KX Takeover, and you can become a member for as little as $65 a year.
Or you can just pledge $5, $10, $20 just for today. You know, you don't have to become a member, though we do want your membership. We also would like a few extra dollars to keep us going. You'll only realize how much you loved us if we weren't here anymore. So this next song... And Songs with Stories, by the way, is the theme of this show Malcolm Warner and I have put together, is called Waitress. It's by Seth Sentry. And it's one I can totally relate to because I have my own place I go that's just like the place mentioned in this song. Lousy food, surly waiters, sketchy surroundings, but it suits me to the ground. I love it. This song, as I said, called Waitress. Every afternoon, the coffee's rubbish and the bacon's always hard to chew. And the toast is always soggy, but I hardly notice. And the food takes such a long time to get made, even when I'm the only person in the cafe. And my table's always wobbly, but I hardly notice. You're probably thinking, why would I even bother reading there on a daily basis? There's heaps of other places on offer. Why not change to another place if the bacon is rubber? And the taste of the cuppa makes your full faces and sputter. It's a waitress, I love a way she clears plates with a clutter. Makes my heart race and it flutters. I know it's crazy to love a lady that's basically just a stranger with an apron down her brother. I don't need to ask her name and number, cause this relationship is built on breakfast. I'm waiting on her just to wait on me. And there's a place I go for breakfast every afternoon. The coffee's rubbish and the bacon's always hard to chew. And the toast is always soggy, but I hardly notice. And the food takes such a long time to get made, even when I'm the only person in the cafe. And my table's always wobbly, but I hardly notice.
She says hi to me, bye to me, that'll be $5.95 to me. I don't really mind, that's alright with me. I just smile and eat. Sometimes we mightn't speak for like a week. She knows during my quiet times I like to be alone and write a poem with my headphones. Newspaper, bacon, fried a poached egg, slice of toast and long black, but the beans are always burnt. And if the cup is dirty, she just cleans it with her shirt. I wonder if she's my ideal girl, and what would happen if we dated in the real world. Nah, I don't think it would work. I wouldn't want to risk what we have and have to tip because of that. Besides, this relationship is built on breakfast. I'm waiting on her just to wait on me. Yeah. And there's a place I go for breakfast every afternoon. The coffee's rubbish and the bacon's always hard to chew. And the toast is always soggy, but I hardly notice. And the food takes such a long time to get made, even when I'm the only person in the cafe. And my table's always wobbly, but I hardly notice. And it don't matter that the bacon I eat's cold. And it's okay, the newspaper's a week's old. But I don't mind, no, it's fine, cause she's old. That I'm there for. And it don't matter that the bacon I eat's cold. And it's okay, the newspaper's a week's old. But I don't mind, no, it's fine, cause she's old. That I'm there for. And there's a place I go for breakfast every afternoon. The coffee's rubbish and the bacon's always hard to chew. And the toast is always soggy, but I hardly notice. And the food takes such a long time to get made, even when I'm the only person in the cafe. And my table's always wobbly, but I hardly notice.
I love that he goes for breakfast in the afternoon. I can relate to that one too. Okay, so we are on KX935's pledge drive. We would love you to call in and just pledge $5, $10, $20 if you would. You can call 949-715-5936 or our office line, which is 949-715-4859, or you can donate online at KX Takeover. And next on our song list, I have Malcolm Warner, the lovely director of the Laguna Art Museum, with me today. I'm Sharon James of The Sharer Now, which plays on Sunday nights here on this station, KX935. We came up with a theme of songs that tell stories. This next song tells really an important story. It's a slightly more obscure song than you're used to from Stevie Wonder. And listen carefully. It's called Frontline.
Volunteered for Vietnam, where I got my legs shot off. I recall a quote from a movie that said, who's more man than a man with a reason that's worth dying for? They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They gave me a uniform and a tiny salted pill. Stopped the big urge I might have for the wrong kind of thrill. They put a gun in my hand and said, shoot till he's dead. But it's hard to kill when please I'm your friend echoes through your head. Brought up in church, taught no man to take another's life. But then put in the jungle when life has no price. Back in the world of paper reads today, another war is in the brewing. But what about the lives of yesterday? In the many happy families
bragging about the war you should have never been in. But my mind is so brainwashed, I'd probably go back and do it again. I walk the neighborhood, parade in my purple heart. With a fear of Agent Orange, expect the one will start. No, they had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. They had me standing on the front line. But now I stand at the back of the line when it comes to getting my head.
Hi, this is Malcolm Warner. I'm the director of Laguna Art Museum. Happy to be here as a guest of my friends at 93.5. I'm so grateful to Sharon James for introducing me to that song that we just listened to, Stevie Wonder's Frontline, because I frankly had never heard it before. And I guess maybe there are some people out there who are similarly, you know, grateful for hearing it for the first time. And that's something that you get when you listen to the radio. It's one of the things it offers is that kind of serendipity where you hear something great that you've perhaps never come across before. So I'm happy to be promoting, I'm always promoting the museum. It's a nice change for me to be helping them to promote this great radio station. If you want to donate in support of 93.5, call 949-715-5936 or go to the radio's website and just click on KX Takeover. And you can make a pledge or take out a membership. There's no more worthwhile thing to do and no more Laguna Beach thing to do than that. Talking of Laguna Beach, one of our most distinguished entertainer residents was Bette Midler. I don't know if she lives here anymore. I think not, but she used to live in Laguna Beach. I know that. And her great movie, Beaches, was filmed at Crystal Cove. So we've got a connection to her. And the next song up in our selection of storytelling songs is Bette Midler's In These Shoes.
Pastoral scene of the gallant South.
Stay right here.
Okay, well, we're coming to the end of our little session here. That's with me, Sharon James of the Sharon Hour, and Malcolm Warner, the wonderful director of the Laguna Art Museum, that you should also become a member of. But do become a member of our KX935 station. We really want you. And even if you don't want to become a member, you could just pledge us $5 or $10 or whatever, just because people like Malcolm have given a lot of their time to being here on supporting us. Our theme that Malcolm and I came up with for tonight's show, oh, by the way, if you want to pledge, please call 949-715-5936 or go online to KX Takeover. The theme that Malcolm and I had for our show today, and it fits in with this last one, is songs that tell stories. This last song tells the story of, actually, it's inspiration was, I'll start at the beginning, on February 3rd, 1959, after they'd been touring the Midwest in a creaky old bus littered with a pile of dirty clothing from their various gigs, the legendary musicians Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, responsible for such songs as Peggy Sue, Donna La Bamba, chartered a plane. I'm reading this now, sorry. Chartered a plane for themselves so they could get somewhere that they could actually wash their clothes in washing machines. Their charter plane crashed, and we lost really some of the top singer-songwriters of that day. Don McLean sat down, turned their story into a song. Incidentally, recently sold the lyrics and the 16-page working manuscript that wrought those lyrics for $1.2 million at auction. But what did these lyrics mean? If you know, call in and tell us. There are references in this song to the likes of Karl Marx and Lennon. We're not sure whether it's the Russian Lennon or John. The Beatles, the Stones, the Byrds, James Dean, Charles Manson, Jackie Kennedy, and the war in Vietnam. So listen to this and tell us whether the day the music died was that February the 3rd, 1959, or some other day in the life or death of one of these people alluded to in this song. The song is Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye Miss American Pie, drove my Chevy